This is Dwayne Lark, chair of the Civica National Board Coordinating Committee. It is now 7:44 p.m. Central, and I'm calling this meeting to order. I will call the roll in absence of a secretary. If I miss anyone, please let me know. Answer present or here or otherwise. Benito Diaz, Jan Goodman, William Hirwanger.
Present.
Okay. Nancy Thornton.
Here.
Tom Livingston.
Yeah, I think I'm here as a guest, but I'm here.
And Janet Copa. All right. Did you guys get the, late as it was, agenda? William, you're driving, so we'll just visualize it for you. But it was one sent that is a working agenda for us tonight. Did you get it? Well, it reads, call to order, roll call, excused absences, timekeeping. I don't think we'll need that. Agenda approval. And we have 5 minutes for the acting IED to indicate what items he's going to be discussing. Perhaps we may need a motion already prescribed before the meeting tomorrow based on his agenda and agenda items and in-person meeting and adjourn to an executive session if necessary. Any additions to the agenda?
It's the in-person meeting agenda.
Okay, before we get that, we don't have any excused absences, right? And I don't think we'll need a timekeeper. So now we're on agenda approval. Any additional items?
No, I don't think so. I don't have anything.
Are we talking about agenda for tonight or for tomorrow night?
Yes. Well, we're talking about agenda for tonight. Then we're going to get into the agenda for tomorrow night. But for me, the main agenda tonight was the agenda for tomorrow night, and it's been sent.
Yeah.
So I do think if we get an additional member or two, they may add something. But for now, if there's nothing to be added, let's just go forward. And the next item is to approve what is before us, and I feel that's going to be done with acclamation, but I would ask any objection to approve what is before us, which is a report or a request or at least what the acting IED is going to be discussing with the PNB tomorrow night with the intention of gleaning whether or not we need a motion for any action that he's requesting. Agenda items, I've already pretty much gone over that, and we say we have none. An in-person meeting should be discussed and then going into the agenda for tomorrow night. So we have the acting IED part now. Tom, what is it that...
Yeah.
You're going to be discussing, and do you think we need a motion with anything you're going to be discussing or asking for?
I don't know that. No, I don't think so. The continuation from the last meeting was the question of the committee regarding the pensions, and so I guess, and that's a board question, I guess. So that's not directly related to me. I just been sort of thinking through what I'll talk about. There's a lot of work to do with the pensions. I'll mention the where we are with the executive director search. I've had some exchanges with NEDA regarding their work, including with the audit. Just right off the top of my head, I'm sorry I didn't come prepared with my list.
Well, actually, I want to remind you of something I heard, and I may have misheard because I shared it with the chairs today in trying to discuss these issues. And you gave me the impression you wanted some authority to act to either hire are going to have a representative, an attorney use the term, for the pension negotiation with the arrears. And did I misunderstand that?
I don't think we need anybody new with that.
Okay.
I can kind of talk through where things are to see if there's something like that. So we have Trucker Huss is representing us with both for both the 403B plan and the, just steer me if you think I'm off on the wrong track. But we had a conversation. There was a meeting today. We have a lawyer that's working with us on representing us with the union negotiation for KPFK. He had a meeting with the general manager there and the KPFK unit, the after unit today, and they agreed to general terms for a one-year extension. They also talked about, we have almost an agreement in principle regarding resolving the pension issue completely with the KPFK after unit, and that is there's been one arbitration for about $71,000, and the issue with the 403B plan is that the union agreement stipulated that we would make a 1% contribution to every after unit member's pension plan, and apparently we didn't do that. When an employee does a salary deferral, we matched that up to 3%, and we were doing that, but we weren't doing the 1% contribution. So they've done some figuring, and the amount that they proposed is $96,000, which is also doable. The KPFK manager set aside $100,000. So the notion is that the total would be 160 some thousand, and we could pay most of that immediately, and then the balance over time. So that's where that's the latest with the. I think that's a closed session item. Here we're an open session.
Okay.
Probably over my skis here.
I think much of that is published in the 990s and other accessible information from the public, but I just wanted to make sure we were not going to have to formalize or create a motion for something that you wanted to do, but you've made it clear that most of this has already been authorized, especially as it relates to any funds that need to be let for audit or anything of that nature.
Yeah, the remainder fund from the sale, I'm not clear, and this is research for me. I'm not clear what the restrictions are. I know we can use it for the pension fund, and so that might be an item. So we still have work to do with the pensions. We have work to do with the audit. So if that motion does not include audit related items, then it could be useful to expand that the authority for that.
Okay, I'll put that on the. I'm trying to think. When we originally dealt with that, I can't remember if that was. I'm sorry, Chair. Could I speak?
No, go right ahead. We're informal today. There's only four of us. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to remember if that was a closed session item or I think it was open session to restrict those funds. Some of them were already designated and some of them weren't, but they were restricted until a point that we would decide how to restrict them. And so I think that's still to do. And I think from what you're saying, Tom, is we will have, we'll use some of this money for pension, and you've already used some of it for pension.
Correct.
And some of it, some of the audit stuff just comes out of the stuff that has to be done by NETA, and that just comes out of our regular budget, I think. So that's not really extra. Is that right?
Well, so the question would be the paying the auditor, whether
paying
that
would fall in. Would be extra. So we need an extra we need an extra for 2 years at least of audits.
Right. If the motion that was passed does not already include this, adding items related, you know, the pension, items related to the audit, and you know, and then having the you know, being able to come back to the board if there's some other exceptional expense. I think that would be really important for us to be able to keep moving forward.
Okay. So I think that needs to get restricted then to, I mean, I don't think it would pay for all the audits. If we, you know, from what you've identified from the pension, it's not quite what we have in the restricted fund, but it's, you know, it would leave maybe, what, 40, 50,000 left that we could throw towards the audits.
There's still uncertainty about what will happen with the pensions. We're under investigation by the Department of Labor. We've responded to their initial request for documents, and we're waiting to hear more from them. The theory is, and so far, and it could hold with the KPFK resolution and the other significant place, because where we have employees is KPFA. So the theory is that each station would be responsible for paying the actual cost of repairing the pension, right? And so that fund may not be, it may not require all the fund. It'll be useful as a backup, or if it turns out that there are penalties or the Department of Labor has a different approach to it. So I'm hopeful that the fund will cover the legal fees related to the pensions, as well as the cost of at least this year's audit.
Okay. I got it. Okay. Well,
William, I'll come back to you. Go ahead, Nancy.
So you're saying that the money that you mentioned that you've identified, the stations would pick that up. They've got money set aside for that.
I don't think they have all of it, but that's the theory. You know, so the
okay.
if the and it's of a scale at this time, that would fit within this kind of the size of each station's budget. So you know, if we'd been doing it right, they would have been paying the pensions all along.
Okay.
And you know, and the managers understand this, and they have if the KPFK situation proceeds the way it appears to be, and we seem to be very close. They've already set aside more than half of the total they need, and believe that in a period of 6 months or so, that's part of the negotiation, is what a payback period would look like. But it seems very doable that the KPFK could be responsible for completely resolving the issue with the unit there. We haven't started the process with KPFA yet, but it seems to be on the same kind of scale, and they understand. We talked, you know, they understand kind of the frame of how much it might be, and I have heard from them that they have perhaps half of that put away too. There's still a lot to be worked out, but it's sounding hopeful.
Okay.
Okay, William.
Yes, thank you. Request for information. What fund revenue are we talking about allocating or restricting? What's that source of revenue?
Yeah. So this was the money that was. So there were remainders from both both of our loans, as well as from the sale of the Nakapon building, and so the board passed a motion that before the sales occurred, saying that the money should be restricted to uses that the board decides. And my recollection of the motion was that included, you know, the one item that was in there was dealing with the pension crisis.
Thank you.
So, Nancy, I could provide a little background. So we already had a motion to restrict the proceeds of the sale of the Macapon to pension and audit. So,
okay.
But I believe we still need to restrict, you know, we still need to designate the proceeds of the loan, the leftover proceeds of the loan that are lumped in with them.
Will we have another request for information? Not hearing Dwayne, I'm just going to
I expect Dwayne is saying yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What was I going to ask? Do we actually have these funds in a bank account somewhere?
Yes. We're still in the process of setting up the restricted funds. It's been more of a challenge. Janet's been running that process. But the money is... it's in our general account at the moment.
Thank you.
All right. Any additional questions on the IED agenda for tomorrow? If not, next thing up was agenda items, which means we are now going into the proposed agenda for tomorrow. William, again, you probably haven't had an opportunity to view it, so I'm going to take the liberty of giving you the bullets. It's pretty simple. I give the chair credit for the appears to be a pretty simple agenda. Chair, do you have that agenda up as I'm fumbling to find it?
Oh, I do, yeah. And I'll say this is the format that was from the previous meeting, which the template that Janet created. So I can't take full credit for this. I just turn it into mush, and I put the numbers all out of order, and I erase stuff and fill it in, and so it needs to be cleaned up. But anyway, what is on here is call to order, roll call, excused absences, identify timekeepers. Then agenda approval, and then minutes approval of the July 5th minutes, and then the IED acting CFO report. I'm suggesting that we make a bylaw amendment timeline, and that we have a motion on setting the dates for an in-person meeting and the location, another motion to set the location, because the change in the location would in the bylaws, I think. I'm not sure. I have to look that up. And so changing the order of that, if that's necessary, with a motion. And then the next is the committee report, finance, audit, governance, strategic planning committee, personnel committee, elections committee, programming committee. And I also added the pension. It's not on the copy that I sent you because I thought about it afterwards. I added the pension administrative committee. And then motions for those committees. So we'd have, I think there's a couple motions from the Strategic Planning Committee, and then we have to have a motion to decide who the people on the Administrative Committee are. And then I also put on here a conflict of interest policy to have a motion. Tom offered to create a form for us to have the board members fill out annually to disclose any potential conflicts of interest. And so I'm gonna put a motion on there for that. And then we have unfinished business. One was lifting the veil of secrecy. Another one is line of authority of ED and CFO. And the third is motion regarding agenda setting. That's what I have.
And then we're adjourned to executive session.
Yeah.
Yeah, William, okay. Question?
Go ahead, William.
Now, do I remember what I was going to ask? Oh, goodness gracious. You said something about bylaw amendments. That's a long process. You'd have to be now thinking about the possibility of setting that up for next year, because that's as long as any other process, months and months of doing stuff as mandated in the bylaws.
Right. The first thing you got to do is set up a timeline for doing all those things. And so I was going to recommend a timeline. Doesn't mean you have to do them. It just says if you're going to do them, you have to do them by this date. That's all.
Okay. But then if you follow all the steps, it takes several months. So hopefully we
right,
have enough time to do it by the end of the year. I don't know if there is enough time, but okay. Thank you.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, okay.
There's enough time for one round, unless we have overlapping rounds. If we have overlapping rounds, we're allowed to have two rounds. And if we have overlapping rounds, then we would need two times.
Yeah, we've barely finished in prior years. We've barely finished one round. So that's why I'm just concerned that if we're setting up a timeline, will it get done by the end of the year? Because that's what's supposed to happen. And then another question is what? God damn, I wish I could remember everything. I'm driving. I can't remember it. Strategic planning. You said there were some motions coming from there. Are they public? Have you sent them to us yet?
Not yet. One is the motion to have the PNB fill out a survey that was created in the committee, and the other is to recommend that the PNB vote on restricting spending to items that are going to bring a return on investment or that are, you know, general operations things.
Okay, interesting sounding. Do we know anything about motions from the various committees you listed, committee reports?
I don't know if any of the other committees have motions. I'm gonna send out an email tonight asking for that.
Okay, very good. I'd appreciate seeing that as soon as you know. Thank you.
Are you on any of the committees that you're on? Do you know that if they have motions coming to us?
I'm on this and finance, and I don't think there's anything coming out of finance. Could be, but I don't remember.
Go ahead, William.
I'm done. William's finished. Thank you.
Okay. Then we'll go to the other part of the agenda is going to be William, I want to be clear that you're familiar with all of it because you are driving. So if there was some part of it that you didn't get, we can come back to it. But if you think about it, because it was a running total pretty fast. But your item is on. That's what I thought you would ask. Whether or not your motion was on there.
Which motion is that? I don't even remember. I've done so many that have been rejected. I can't remember.
Didn't you put the one? Nancy, didn't he put forth the timeline?
He put forth the agenda setting. The agenda setting one under unfinished business.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Do we want?
And I'm
going to
be on mute for a while. I have to make a stop.
Okay. Do we want to go over the proposed agenda for the closed session?
Yeah, we should do that in closed committee, coordinating committee, right?
Well, actually, we can do that, but I really don't see anything that would be disclosed if we did it in public session for the sake of not. But let's go ahead further into this agenda, and we can probably accomplish our goal in 1 hour like I'd hoped. Yes, we have it now.
So I'm not sure what you're saying. What are you saying?
We'll wait and go into executive session to discuss the proposed executive session meeting, as you suggested.
Okay. Are there any other suggestions or corrections to this agenda?
Say again.
I think it's just the three of us that are on the call here. So I don't have any. I don't have to wait.
William is on the call, but he's
yeah, he's muting, and he said he was done.
Okay. Well, practically, let's see.
It's only 9:10. You're way ahead.
Yeah. Right, and that's even with a 20-minute. A 15-minute late start. So the in-person meeting, I believe if Benito was here, we would be having to use all of that 25 minutes.
Right.
But it
long conversation. Right, exactly.
So that kind of saves us. Notwithstanding, everything is accomplished at this point. I see no reason why we should not set the time for the executive session. And just dial back in at that appropriate time. I have nothing further to discuss.
Yeah. Well, if anybody on the committee listens to this and hears that Janet, Benito, if there's something you think I'm missing, just call me. Let me know.
Yeah, what we might do is text Benito, since we think he was going to join us, to let him know that we're moving over to executive session.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, because we have there's a new phone number for executives. I mean, it's
right.
The same phone number, but it's a different code.
Right.
Do you guys have that, or would you like me to? I can't give it to you on the open system.
Well,
everybody has.
Send it to me.
Because William has a separate code. I don't know how long I've had it, but
yeah, both codes were given in the email to us.
In the notice.
Okay. Well,
yeah, so you might check
that email.
So William, it sounds like both William and Dwayne can use it.
Yes, I need it, and I wanted to ask William how much. Does it matter if we start in the next 5 or 15 minutes, how he's driving and where he's just stopping and say that he needed to do something?
I just finished my stop, so I'm okay. I don't, doesn't matter how long in between.
Well, does anybody else have anything they want to take a break to do? Because my idea is if we start at 8:30, maybe Benito will be finished with his other meeting and he can join us in the executive session. Otherwise, I propose we start it in the next 3 minutes after that thought. So what are your thoughts?
I'm all in for three.
Okay.
It's okay with me, and I think I have...
Give me, how about in 10 minutes, and that'll give me time to text everybody the code.
So 8:25, then. We'll come back on executive session.
Central time, 9:25 Eastern. Okay.
8:25 Central, 9:25 Eastern, and 7:25 Pacific.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank
you. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.